Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Suspect Dead. Multiple people injured in series of Kentucky shootings, officials say. I'm Mr. News, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in life and journalism, Mrs. News. Today, we're diving into the tragic events that unfolded in Lexington, Kentucky on July 13th, 2025. Mrs. News, this one really hits hard, doesn't it?
It really does. The details are just heartbreaking. So let's start by mapping out what happened. The first reports came in about a shooting near Bluegrass Airport. A Kentucky State Police trooper was shot by a suspect.
Right. And after that, the suspect fled the scene. He ended up at Richmond Road Baptist Church, which is just, it's a place you'd never expect something like this to happen. When law enforcement arrived, they found multiple victims at the church. Emergency medical services were already on the scene, trying to help as many people as they could.
And the suspect was secured at the church, but by the time police got control of the situation, he was found dead. The trooper who was shot is receiving medical treatment, but we don't have a lot of details yet about the other victims or their conditions.
You know, this kind of fast-moving story really takes me back to my early days in the newsroom. I remember covering a bank robbery in 93. No, wait, it was 94, I think. Anyway, the adrenaline, the confusion, trying to get facts straight while everything's still unfolding. It's a real challenge for reporters, especially when details are coming in from police scanners, eyewitnesses, and official statements all at once. You want to be first, but you also want to be right. It's a balancing act, and sometimes you just have to admit you don't have the full picture yet.
Absolutely. And in this case, even hours later, there are still a lot of unanswered questions. But what we do know is that the sequence started with the trooper being shot, then the suspect fleeing to the church, and then multiple people being injured there before the suspect was found dead. It's just a devastating chain of events. So let's talk about how the community and law enforcement responded. You know, the Kentucky State Police and Lexington Police Department coordinated quickly to secure the scene at the church. EMS was on site almost immediately, treating victims and making sure everyone who needed help got it as fast as possible.
And Governor Andy Beshear was pretty quick to make a public statement, confirming that there were a series of incidents involving the same suspect. He mentioned the trooper involved shooting and the additional injuries at the church. I think the local government really tried to get ahead of rumors and keep people informed, which is so important in a crisis like this.
You know, I remember visiting Lexington years ago. Gosh, it must have been 2005 or 2006. It's such a close-knit community. People look out for each other. I can't even imagine what they're going through right now. When something like this happens, it shakes everyone. Not just there's this victims and their families, but the whole city. There's this sense of, well, vulnerability, but also resilience. Folks in Kentucky are strong, but that doesn't mean they're not hurting.
Yeah, and I think the way the police and EMS work together really shows how prepared they are for emergencies, even if you hope you never have to use that training. It's a reminder of how important those first responders are. And, you know, the governor stepping in, making sure the public knows what's going on, that's a big part of crisis management. It helps keep panic down, at least a little.
And the church community, too. I mean, churches are supposed to be safe havens, but something like this to happen there is just, it's hard to put into words. But I know Lexington will come together and support each other like they always do.
Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about how this incident was covered in the media. I was looking at the bias breakdown. About 63% of the sources reporting on this were center, with the rest split between left and right. It's interesting because even though the facts are the same, the framing can be so different depending on the outlet.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Some outlets focus more on the law enforcement angle, others on the church and community impact, and a few tied it into broader issues like U.S. crime and politics. It's always a challenge to get a clear, unbiased picture when you're reading coverage from all sides.
And that's where responsible journalism comes in. At News Network Company, we've always tried to stick to the facts, even when it's tempting to speculate or sensationalize. Covering sensitive events like this, you have to think about the victims, their families, and the community. It's not just about clicks or headlines. It's about telling the story with respect and accuracy.
Exactly. And I think it's important for listeners to remember that every news outlet has its own perspective, even if they're trying to be objective. That's why we always encourage people to read from multiple sources and, well, think critically about what they're seeing and hearing.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, as we wrap up, our thoughts are with everyone affected by the Lexington shootings. We'll keep following the story as more details come out, and we'll be back with updates in future episodes. Mrs. News, as always, it's a privilege to share this space with you.
Thank you, dear. And thank you to all our listeners for joining us today. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll see you next time.